Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Exodus chapter 2. Now a man from the house of Levi went and took to wife a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes, and daubed it with bitumen and pitch, and she put the child in it and placed it among the reeds at the river's bank. And his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to fetch it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and lo, the babe was crying. She took pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, for she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." One day when Moses had grown up, he went out to his people and looked on their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his people. He looked this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When he went out the next day, behold, two Hebrews were struggling together. And he said to the man that did the wrong, "Why do you strike your fellow?" He answered, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "Surely the thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and stayed in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. The shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. When they came to their father Reuel, he said, "How is it that you have come so soon today?" They said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hands of the shepherds and even drew water for us and watered the flock." He said to his daughters, "And where is he? Why have you left the man? Call him, that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses his daughter Zipporah. She bore a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, "I have been a sojourner in a foreign land." So this is the beginning of the story of the Lord preparing a man to deliver his people, or by whose hands God himself would deliver his people from Egypt. This is Moses, who was destined for death. The woman hid this child because he's a male child who should have been put to death. And she takes him and puts him in this basket and daubs it with bitumen and pitch. She puts the child hidden away in the reeds at the brink of the river. And Moses' sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. And then we have the story of Pharaoh's daughter seeing the child and having pity on him. And therefore, his sister then connives to get the child returned to his mother, who nurses him, brings him to Pharaoh. And he's then raised in the household of Pharaoh. He's educated as an Egyptian. He has a connection to the house of Pharaoh and still identifies with his own people, because we then have this incident when he sees an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, which he would have been able to do as one of their masters with impunity, perhaps beating him to the point where he might even die. And Moses then intervenes and beats the Egyptian man, and the Egyptian man dies, whether by Moses' intent or by accident, quite possibly by intent, because Moses would not have survived this, because he's sticking up for the oppressed and hated Jews. And so Moses then the next day comes upon two Hebrews beating one another, and he intervenes. And he says, "Why are you striking your fellow?" And this Hebrew then reveals that the story is known, that Moses has killed an Egyptian, saving one of the Hebrews. And so Moses flees. And you see in this whole story a number of things that prefigure the life of Moses, and in fact, the life of the people of Israel. He's saved out of the water, just as the people of Israel were going to be saved through the Red Sea. And he stands up to deliver a Hebrew from an Egyptian. This is the Moses who we're told in the book of Hebrews was faithful over all God's house as a servant. And we're told that he didn't count himself an Egyptian, as he could have, with all the privileges that would have come to a child of Pharaoh's own daughter. He didn't take advantage of the education that he had as an Egyptian for his own sake, but he, like his people before him, now becomes a sojourner in a foreign land, and he becomes a shepherd. And it's in our next passage that we'll see that God appears to him in that place of his shepherding, just as God appears to us in the circumstances of our own life, comes to speak to us in the circumstances of our own life, makes use in his providential plan of the circumstances of our birth, the circumstances of our upbringing, to give us opportunity to serve him. And this one will have a privileged place of service indeed, as the one by whom God will deliver his people from the oppressor Egypt.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.